Hello, my name's Vicky. I work as a deaf visual artist. I've been creative all my life. I'm based in Southampton. This art form allows me to express myself without having to think about the words and think about talking, because it creates barriers for me, having been deaf. As I was a deaf child in a hearing world, my family were hearing.
And what was...
I'm here today with the art that I'm selling, and that's...
And what was that experience like for you growing up as a deaf child in a hearing family?
It's quite isolating. I didn't have deaf role models or deaf peers, so I was a little bit behind in my communication developing, so it was quite difficult to catch up. If hearing people were having a lot of conversation, I couldn't necessarily follow it. My mother learned BSL level one and taught me some signing, but yeah, it was quite isolating.
And how did you first get interested in the art?
Well, I started out from a really young age. I've always been creative. I've always loved making things. I'd make gifts for my families and friends. So that's really how I did it. I've worked as a BSL teacher as well. And I've worked supporting families with deaf children for a long time. But I've always been attracted to art as well. So art was a hobby for me that really was a stress release at that time. And now I'm focusing on the art and developing the art as a career now, as a full-time career now.
And I can see from what you have on your stall, you know, lots of colour. So does that match your personality? Are you kind of a vibrant, colourful person yourself?
Yes, I am, thank you. I find that colour helps me. It really helps me express myself. And colour helps to lift people as well, I think. If you're feeling low and you've had a bad day and you come home, to see something bright and colourful on the wall in their living room or whatever really lifts the spirits, really lifts them higher. So that's my passion. And that's art has been my passion for a long time now.
So what inspires you as an artist then?
I've had a lot of influences from yoga, so a lot of inspiration from yoga practice and from the new modern world, from the natural world, from flowers and things like that. And also I get inspiration from BSL as well, from sign language as well, from the deaf community, thinking about their culture and their language, how they use their hands, how they use their eyes to communicate. And that helps me to create new works that involve, here I've got a picture with a lot of flowers that really represents that. Because we use our hands to wave, and this is like the flowers waving as well. So I paint that and include that. So I include some of my deaf identity within my visual work.
BSL is now an officially recognised language. What does that mean for you?
I feel that's amazing. I've been signing for many years now, and there's been a campaign for many years. There's been a lot of barriers, a lot of frustrations. But now this is really empowering that we've got a recognised language, and we're hoping that in the future there'll be more accessibility for all deaf people, that it will be more accessible for deaf people and for deaf children, that education will become more accessible, and that the whole future will be a more accessible future. And I think that's really positive.
And how can we find out more about you and your art and what you do?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook. My art page is called VB Deaf Art.
Okay, so this is an interpreted interview. My name is Oliver and I'm speaking through a female sign language interpreter. I'm a photographer. I've been doing it for years and trying to sell my photos in the local area. So I travel around quite a lot to different markets. I'm always walking around taking photos of the areas and seeing what I can capture.
How did you first get interested in photography?
So I went to Reading College and did a photography course myself. And as I was studying that, I just found a passion for it, and I've always loved doing photography. When I finished my qualification, I decided to go out and set up my own business, a photography business. And I wanted to do that myself. I really wanted to own my own business.
And what do you take pictures of?
Mainly landscapes. I definitely take like far-off shots of buildings as well in cities. I don't like getting into crowded places. I love the beautiful views that I can capture and that you can really immerse yourself in. Trying to set up a deaf business can be quite tricky. And obviously, because he's been traveling around and seeing all these beautiful things, it's really good for your mental health as well to be able to do it.
I imagine going out into the countryside with a camera, you know, waiting for that perfect shot. That's going to be a really relaxing experience for you, yeah?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. A few times I do sometimes get up really early in the morning when nobody's around, there's no sunshine, it's really nighttime, and I walk around, I get to a beautiful place, beautiful landscape, and I wait to that perfect shot, to maybe like 5:30 or whatever, when the sun's starting to come up and the sky is full of colour, and that is where you get the perfect photo. You maybe only just have that 3 seconds to capture it, and that's perfect. That's that really, really, you have to be patient. You do have to be patient, but it's really worth it.
So you mentioned that you're setting up your business as a deaf person. What are the barriers that you found along the way doing that?
I've been doing this actually for 6 years. And I've been using like an online platform for that. And I've been doing all right through that. But sometimes you have times where, like through COVID, it was very difficult because you couldn't get out there and sell your pictures. So trying to do that online and only online was really very difficult. You have to just find a different way. So I started trying to mix painting with photography and see if I could do a blend of mixed media. And that was really helpful actually for my mental health, particularly through COVID when we were all stuck at home. So trying to blend photography and painting. And people started buying that and were really interested in it. So painting on top of photos, I felt that was really good. When COVID was over and we came out of lockdown, I thought, well, what do I want to do? And I thought, well, most of my business is now online. And I thought, I want to try and go to markets and get involved out into the community. So like in Reading, Reading Market, Outdoor Market, I sell my photos there, my artwork there. And I've been doing that for the last 3 years. So being outside, it's good fun.
And BSL becoming an official language, what does that mean to you?
I found that quite an amazing experience. I feel like we can carry on breaking those barriers. And that awareness is going to become so important. The BSL Act really supports that. And it supports us as a deaf community as well. So it's brilliant.
And how can we find out more about you and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me online, on Instagram, on Facebook. I've got everything there. All my photos are there. So you can have a look.
Okay, so my name is Tamara. And I'm a business development manager for Sign Video. Sign Video is a video relay service, which means that deaf people can contact services, organisations in their first language, British Sign Language. So we have lots of contracts with the NHS, with various banks, government departments, and it just means that the deaf person calling can call the same way a hearing person would.
And this is really important because it's something that I guess people don't think about, you know, if you need to get help in an emergency or access services as a deaf person, if it's not accessible, that's going to be a huge barrier, isn't it?
Absolutely. So most people don't realise that English has a different structure to British Sign Language. So most people, deaf people, their first language would be British Sign Language. So we have the 999 BSL service that's a BSL. So it means a deaf person doesn't have to rely on another hearing family member or a friend. That can be quite disempowering for the deaf community. So it means deaf people can report an emergency in their first language.
So can we talk a bit about the 999 BSL? I mean, how does that work?
It works by downloading the app. If you need an interpreter in an emergency situation, perhaps you need to report an emergency situation, for example, to the police or get an ambulance, then you call. The interpreter will then relay that call to the emergency services. And you'll get asked the same questions like you would through a 999 operator. It's exactly the same system. So it's just a way for deaf people to report any instance, and then the police will arrive or the fire brigade or whichever service is required.
Okay, so just making it inclusive, and that is so important because, you know, in an emergency, obviously, as a deaf person, you're going to need to get the same help that a hearing person is going to need.
Absolutely. There is a bit of a gap because this is links to reporting incidents, but when you finish the call and then the ambulance or police arrive, it's then how do you continue that communication? So that's a bit of a gap at the moment. And Sign Video are working with police and fire and the ambulance service to kind of resolve those issues.
Yeah, so when the actual the ambulance or the fire brigade arrive, it's how do they communicate then? So do you think that they're sort of willing and able to sort of learn BSL or maybe have some technology to help them with that communication?
It's really best practice to have somebody that can do a bit of sign, but of course, when you're in an emergency situation, communication is key because otherwise you can end up missing a lot of information. So Sign Video, we provide our remote interpreting service, and that means that any staff anywhere that has an interaction with a deaf person that's unexpected, they can log into the app and then they can have a call with an interpreter, and it's an on-the-spot interpreter, so the hearing person can then communicate at ease with the deaf person, and that's the technology we have at the moment.
And I love what you're doing. I think it breaks down a lot of those barriers. I mean, there's all sorts of things, you know, phone in the bank, booking train tickets, you know, paying bills, asking questions of companies. There's so many sort of uses for this, isn't there?
Definitely. And we really, really need more services to get on board and sign up with us to make themselves accessible. It's such a simple solution for the deaf community and the hearing community. So if it's something that anyone wants information on, then they just need to contact Sign Video to make themselves more inclusive.
How do we find out more?
If you have a look on our website, so that we've got a contact form, and then we set up an initial chat to talk about our products and services, and we have several demonstrations as well just to show people how we work. So it's just signvideo.co.uk.
And BSL Fest here in Guildford today, what are your thoughts on the events happening in town today?
It's a wonderful event today. You know, it's a real good opportunity to show our services and what we can provide. So for us at Sign Video, you know, just showing that we can help provide that access to the community, and it's just wonderful, a wonderful thing to be part of and help to raise awareness and collaborate with other deaf organisations.
And I think you're in a public space, the public are walking by and seeing you, so it's kind of giving that visibility to the deaf community.
Definitely. We're part of a big movement at the moment. So people have obviously seen Rose Ailing Grace on Strictly Come Dancing. And we're just, there are more like deaf chefs, more deaf people on cooking programs and in the public eyes. So they're all part of that movement, and it's really exciting. And you're right, it is all about visibility and just making those contacts and with local services and helping spread information. And of course, giving people the opportunity to learn sign language themselves.
Yeah, really, really important to be inclusive. So BSL is now a recognised language. We know that as of last year. What do you think the future, what does that mean for you? What do you think that will mean in the future?
As a deaf person, it means that finally my language is recognised, and it means that the BSL Act means that obviously services and organisations need to make themselves accessible. So it's not just considering contact methods, but it's also access to information. And just, you know, it's a massive factor in people's mental health and unemployment for the deaf community. So those things are much higher in the deaf community through having, you know, difficulty to access information. So I think the Act is really going to change things for the deaf community.